I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Are you over 40 and need a push to get back on track with your exercise? Well, joining us today to give us help to get us motivated is Wendy Ida, a.k.a. the Fitness Warrior. Wendy is a professional fitness trainer and L.A. celebrity health and weight loss expert. She is now the go-to guru for sex, health, and fitness for women over 40. Wendy began her own fitness training at age 42. Her passion for fitness transformed her body and launched a career in fitness training to help other women regain control over their lives and their bodies. At age 56, Wendy Ida was the winner of the top three trophies in the 2009 NPC San Diego Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Championship, the top organization for amateur bodybuilders in the United States. Wendy, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for the invite.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you on the show. Now, Wendy, I understand it's almost your birthday, and from your photos, I would have guessed, you know, maybe 35 or that, you know, 35th birthday is coming up. And then I read in the press release, look good naked, 57-year-old cover model takes media by storm. I thought I was reading it wrong. I had to go get my reading glasses. Now, Wendy, what motivated you to get, you know, in shape at 42 and make these incredible life changes?
Well, first of all, I just had a birthday, May 3rd, so I turned 58, May 3rd, and I'm so excited about that. I feel blessed just to be here and to be celebrating my 58th birthday with being in shape.
Incredible.
I started only at 42, and I talk to many women who think it's too late by that time. Well, you know, Lisa, I was there at one time also. And life happens, and life happened to me, and it was so unkind in many ways, and it left me worn and torn and just feeling low, thinking, okay, this is it, and I'm in the second part of my life, and this is just the way it goes. You know, I had no mentor. I had no one to really show me the ropes, but I was sent an angel, I call it. I was going to the gym. I'm actually a degreed accountant, and I've been in corporate accounting for 20 years. And going into the office, sometimes I would go into the gym, and I'd do a little aerobic class here and there, but it just really wasn't doing it for me, so I thought I was just stuck, and that's the way old age was. You know, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
But I had an angel come into my life who was a personal trainer, and he was telling me, hey, you could be better, you could do better, I could train you, and my response was, oh, I don't want big, bulky muscles like a man. I'm a girly girl, mm-hmm. and I like being feminine, and I, you know, and most women still think that. Well, lo and behold, I finally relented and started training with this gentleman, and my body did things that I had not seen even in my 20s. It started to show these little peaks of hope, I call it. And,
I love that.
You know, I started, people noticed it before I really did, because, you know what, Lisa, I was not in the mind frame, and I really didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah.
And that's the way the mind works, you know. But people started giving me a few compliments, and I thought, okay, then I had to go to the mirror and take a second look. I did, and, you know, it's the rest is really history, because from there, long story short, went and I quit my corporate accounting job, and I became a personal trainer. It wasn't that quick. I just started finding everything out and digging into this deeper, and I thought, hey, I'm onto something. And I felt passionate about it, and it was just a whole new awakening for me.
Oh, that's great.
And I talk to women every day telling them the same thing. I'm paying it back, because I found this new thing, I call it. It's been around for ages. But I thought, I found this new thing. Oh, my God, and I got to tell it. And and that's where I am.
That's, you know, how did you go? I mean, now, was this guy, did he have the goal in mind for you that you were going to become a bodybuilder? Because your body, I mean, I mentioned in the introduction that you competed in the competition. Or was it more just, I'm going to get fit, and then you got really into it and thought, I'm going to take this to this other level?
No, actually, I trained with him only for about probably 2 or 3 months, and I started seeing little glimmers. I dove into it head first.
I
started learning everything I could at around age 42. Now, I didn't start bodybuilding figure division until last year when I was 2 months before I was 57.
Oh, my goodness.
I started that just last year, and it took me to a whole different level. So I am still learning and growing, and I found so many more things out about my body and how I could push it and take it to other levels.
Wow. Now, how do the other women in the competition respond? I mean, I'm guessing, what's the age range, actually? I'm not going to guess. I have no idea.
Well, you know, the age range starts at 18, basically. Mm. But they have divisions.
Oh,
they
okay,
go from 18 on up, and the division that I competed in, you can compete in as many as you like as long as you're in the age category. I started in the age category of, 45 plus. So my very first competition last March was I participated in 45 plus. Then there was a 35 plus category. And then there was unlimited. Unlimited is 18 through 35. So I participated in all three of the categories. It was just something that told me I should do this. And I won first place in 45 plus. And second place in 35 plus, and second place in the unlimited.
That is incredible.
I was ecstatic.
That is great. Now, for just, you know, for women who are listening who think, oh my gosh, I you know, haven't gone to the gym in years, I mean, what are just some simple ways to get started? What do you tell your clients who are really stuck?
Who are really stuck?
Just can't seem to get to the gym. They just feel like it's too late for me, I'm too overweight, or I'm too, you know, and also I know a lot of people who are thin, and there's this whole thing of like, oh, if you're overweight, you know, you're unhealthy, but a thin person isn't. Well, there's plenty of, and I'm sure you know this, obviously, there's plenty of thin people who aren't that healthy either if they happen to be eating a lot of junk and not exercising, but they're just genetically thin. So, I mean, it can go either way. I'm sure you see a wide variety of clients that you work with.
Oh, my goodness, all the time.
Right?
And
you know?
I always tell them that it is not how you look. I can't tell you how many thin women who are so unhealthy.
Yes, I think it's so important because I get so tired of the culture being like, well, if you're thin, then that's healthy. It's like, no, if you're exercising and you're eating well, and you're trying, you know, that's such an important thing. It's nice to hear that because there is, especially in LA, I'm sure it must be tough, you know.
Yeah. I to get people started, I always tell them, Lisa, to start with something that they love doing. I get into their minds first and what they've done in the past and what they're passionate about. You can always find something, and I go from there and I sort of graduate it. I open it up to that point. The other thing, and what keeps a lot of people down these days, is their busy schedules.
Yes.
And I am like a no-nonsense type of person. I say, I don't care what you got going on in your life, but you can't do it unless you have your health first.
Exactly.
So the main thing is you have to pencil yourself in. And I can't tell you how many times I say this to people because we have these busy lives. We make business appointments. We make appointments to go to the movies.
Yes.
All kinds.
It's
but do
true.
We do that with ourselves? No. We don't put ourselves in the calendar to hold ourselves accountable.
Yes,
and that is one of the main things that doesn't get people inside the gym. Because if you don't have it on your schedule and pencil yourself in, then you're likely to ride right over it and put something else in front of it. And you know, that's your day, that's your week, and therefore at the end of the year, you're still not doing much.
Yeah, you know, I think that goes back to the fact that you work with women and women over 40, and I think a lot of women, it's hard, like we put everybody else first.
Our family,
the pets, I mean, the job. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm sitting, you know, it's crazy. So
you
that's
nailed
something
it.
That's hard too. Yeah, so I think that kind of that mindset of helping women put themselves, it really is putting yourself first. And again,
absolutely.
If you take care of yourself, you're going to be able to help the other people you love anyway. better.
Absolutely. And I've said that time and again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love that, because you have to take care of yourself to be able to serve others.
Exactly. Now, one thing that I, you know, for me, for example, I'm very honest on the show. I've always had problems with my knees. I have old injuries. I can never seem like I can get to the level that I want to get to. Do you work with people with injuries and kind of help them get to the best that they can be and maybe have, you know, I'm not sure what the word I'm trying to find, but not I can't think of it, but, you know, kind of helping them with those issues
mm-hmm.
so they can get stronger and, you know, if they have knee problems or other problems. Are you able to work with folks like that?
Well, people you see walking around all the time have some kind of something going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
I have, over the course of the time that I've been training, I've seen so much and met so many, and along with that comes problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel I pride myself in, and that people mention to me a lot, is being able to work around, in and around injuries.
Yes. Limitations, that's the word.
Here you go.
Limitations. Yeah.
Yeah. Working around those is really important, because it can be depressing.
Yes, I get discouraged. Like, my husband will go for a run and a bike ride in the same day, and it's like, I can't run. It hurts my knees. I walk. I power walk with my dogs 45 minutes every day. But when I lift weights, because I have an old injury, I got hit by a bread truck on my bike in 93.
Oh.
Yeah. And soft tissue injuries are tough, because they kind of make some muscles really tight. So, like, lifting weights, you know, so anyway, my point is, I'm sure there's a lot of women that's part of the reason. I don't think of it. Some people might think, oh, it's an excuse, but it can really get you down. And so I think to know that there's, you know, a trainer like you who can say, okay, you have these restrictions, but let's, you know, you maybe won't be, you know, get the exact muscles that you want, but you can be healthier than you are, or something, you know, to that effect.
You absolutely can be healthier than you are. You absolutely can work around injuries or limitations. And you, even if, and you know, these gyms are crowded these days too, and there are people using maybe a machine you might want to use at a particular time, or anything else. But the important thing is, what I do is, if we're working on a particular muscle group, and it's maybe a machine's being used, or you have a limitation, whatever the story is, I can go. There's so many other options. There's so many options, not only in the gym, but at home. I give people things to do at home.
That's
so that
right.
When we get together, then we can go to a higher level. We can accelerate to get you better faster. But the important thing in all of that is to make the client understand the posture and the form that will keep them from injuring themselves further or injuring other parts of their bodies.
Now, if people wanted to work with you who are not in the LA area, I went on your website. Isn't there something that they can get? Is there some sort of training program, or was that an exercise video? If you can tell us what you have available.
What's going on now is quite a number of things, but I am in the process of doing some virtual training. I am in the process of that, because I have had a lot of fans contact me and want that, because they are in other states.
Yes.
And I'm working on the virtual as well as the video. I'm doing boot camps here as well, but of course that doesn't serve people in other places outside of the California area.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some of those going on that I have put on my website, but it's not up and ready to go. But I always tell people it's coming soon, and if they go and sign up on my website, then they'll surely get a notice.
And what's your website, Wendy?
It's WendyIda.com. The last name is spelled IDA, so that's Wendy, WendyIda.com.
Now, with this virtual, now I'm not very technologically advanced, but with this virtual training, would this be through Skype or something, so they can see you, you can see them?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah, you say that, because that was an option. So there's a couple of packages that I'm forming, and Skype is definitely going to be an option. Also, automatic send outs via DVDs or online training. And, you know, it will be a combination of some packages, but Skype is part of the package.
Oh, that's really cool. So then they can be in their own home and need maybe hand weights or some other. What do you think of the bands? I've always liked the stretchy, you know, the exercise. Whether they're the thin tubing bands or the Dyna bands, I like those. What do you think of those?
Those resistance bands are excellent because you don't have to be in the gym to use them, and you can hit every single part of your body to really get the strength and doing some flexibility things as well. So it's a great option because when you're traveling, also I always take one of those in my little bag where sometimes you can't get out and get to the gym, and you can do a quick workout with them. I think it's an excellent auto gym.
Oh, that's great. And you know what else I love? I love Pilates. And that Pilates and yoga actually are two things that I can do without hurting myself. And they really have developed some nice, long, lean muscles. And I don't know if you do any of that, but it's wonderful.
Those are great tools as well. A lot of women want the long, lean. There's also a way you can do that with weight training as well.
Oh, yeah.
So yoga, and I like those tools, and I suggest them for people who need to get in an intensive flexibility program.
Okay.
I encourage that immensely to supplement the weight and strength training.
Oh, that's great. Well, Wendy, I'm excited for you to be doing this virtual stuff because I need some I'm in good shape, but I'm going to be 43, gosh, next month. And,
when
we talked about, it's so funny. I know I'm a baby, really. Well, it's funny because I won't brag, but I do look younger, and it's just funny because people always think I'm younger, and it's like, they're like, 43? But it's like, 43 is still really young. But at any rate, we talked a little before the show about stuff. I tell you, I turned 40, and there's weight in places I didn't have it before.
Absolutely.
There's like, there's the bra bulge in the back, which is just insane. I mean, it seems like I can work out till the cows come home. And, but some of this stuff is just part of being a woman, I think, and it's important to accept. And I love, I'm very tall, but I'm very curvy. I like my curves, but I just would like to put some of the other stuff in the other, if you can push it into other areas and stuff. So I think there's an acceptance. And it sounds like for you, too, is, women should accept where they're at as well. Like, I hate when, women are made to feel bad that we're not, a size 2 or whatever the heck we're supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, women often talk about that weight shift. I know that I have experienced it. And you start to experience that in your 40s. And, everything is in different places. And it's a little, for me, it was a little depressing. I'm like, what's going on here? So that kind of, took me out of the ballpark, out of exercising and trying to accept that kind of thing. And all it is a matter of your hormones shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Your hormones are shifting, and that's why your weight and all that is shifting. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way, Lisa. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I think strength training is magic.
Wow.
I really do.
Well, if you can get rid of my bra bulge, Wendy, then I'm going to love you forever.
Hey, that's the way it's been for me. It's been total magic. And I thought to myself, how come I didn't know about this sooner? I coulda, woulda, shoulda. You go through that.
Oh,
but
yes,
then,
definitely.
You just have to go forward and be the best that you can be. And I'm telling you that where I am today in terms of my physicalities, I was never there in my 20s and 30s.
Well, you are
so
an inspiration.
Better.
And people have got to go, go to, is it just Wendy Ida? It's Ida, but it's IDA, right?
Yes.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And see your beautiful pictures, and there's a great picture of you on my site. I picked one of you running. I love it. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Wendy, thank you again. I'm looking forward to the virtual training. I really want to try that out. I hope everyone has a great week. Women over 40, let's go. Get strong. You can do
thank
it.
You.
Just listen to Wendy. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.